to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing minute 120.
2 hours.
Yes. Which, depending on your version, runs from about an hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds till about an hour, six. Oh no, 2 hours. My
two
goodness.
Hours, two hours
and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And this will also be the almost last minute. We have one more after this.
Yeah.
But we're very close to the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Yes.
Two hour mark. Oh.
I'm your host, Susanna.
And I'm your host, Sandra. And last minute, Lizzie showed her father how much she really loves Mr. Darcy. She basically, you know, went ahead and told him everything that she likes about him and how they're both so similar. And it got quite emotional because Mr. Bennet as well finally saw how much she truly loves this man. And of course, that means that they will have to part. But on the other hand, it's only for the biggest happiness in her life. So
yes.
Yeah, it was really sweet. So they gave each other a big hug. And with tears in his eyes, Mr. Bennet, in the last few seconds, said to Lizzie, "I could not have parted with you, my Lizzie." And we start this minute with him finishing that sentence, "To anyone less worthy."
Yes. And Darcy is worthy because Lizzie loves him. And that is why it's so good. And
this is the man that can make her happy.
Yeah. And Lizzie also is so happy. Like, she's kind of sitting like half on top of him. I think she's almost like sitting on his lap or hovering over it.
Yeah, either that, because we kind of switch scenes so that we see both of them from the side. And Lizzie she does half get up to kiss her father on the forehead.
Yes.
And I didn't hear it, but it's like it's not really a whisper, like she's mouthing to him, "Thank you."
Yes.
She's so thankful that he does allow this, which of course he does, because that's the best reason you could part with your daughter for her to chase happiness with the man she loves.
And he smiles at her and kind of moves his hand to hold her. Yeah. But Lizzie is incredibly excited and just kind of jumps up to, of course, go and see Mr. Darcy. So he laughs as she rushes away. And then does have a little bit of a,
he's kind of left there with all his emotions.
Yeah.
I do like before when they were kind of face to face. I always notice how big his head is compared to hers.
That is just because Keira Knightley is a very tiny
small
woman.
And dainty.
No, but in general, that is something that, you know, in movies you don't often quite realize how tiny some of these actresses are. Mm-hmm. And not just in height, because she's not even that short, but they're...
I was going to say how... I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't think she's actually that short, but it's just in general, they're very small. They're, of course, incredibly thin.
And she's 170 meters.
Yeah. So she's about my size, but probably like half my weight.
It says 186.3 centimeters. Yeah. To be exact,
So it's always... they're always petite. Most actresses, or at least the vast majority of actresses, are very petite, even if they are tall. So then... It looks a little comical.
It does.
But yeah.
But back to the minute. Mr. Bennet is just kind of left sitting there with his emotions. Like he has to process them for a moment there.
Yeah, he kind of clasps his hands together upwards and then moves them down again and just seems a little overwhelmed as Lizzie rushes away. And then we see Lizzie, we're outside the door of the office again, and we see Lizzie moving out, smiling rushing out. And the camera lingers on the door and kind of moves in again to see Mr. Bennett sitting kind of thoughtfully with one hand under his under his chin to think. And it's just a little, and he has like a chuckle.
That he covers his mouth again as he kind of chuckles, and then he kind of turns to look into our direction of the camera, which is also, you know, the open doorway. So if anyone was close listening, then they would have heard that. And he says, "If any young man comes for Mary or Kitty, for heaven's sake, send them in. I'm quite at my leisure." And it's great, because halfway we switched to see Mr. Bennett's face close up again. And he is so happily content with this situation, and he just starts laughing. Pure joy.
I also think he seems still a little shocked at what just happened.
It's crazy. The last, I think I've mentioned it one of the previous minutes, that you have like all of these events following up, you know, you have Jane and Bingley, and then Lady Catherine, and then now this.
Yeah.
And somehow everything wraps up to come to a good end. But the entire situation is just crazy.
It is. And I do like that he's like, you know, if anyone... I'm on a roll now anyways.
Know what? Come on, bring
it. If Mary or Kitty anything. Has any men hidden under somewhere.
It's great. Yeah, it's a fantastic closing line. Because, it's... is a closing line, actually.
It is, yeah.
This is actually the official ending of the movie.
Yeah. Or at least the non-American ending of the movie.
The non-American, yeah. And this was the first ending that it had. And later on, another ending was added for the American audience, which, of course, we are also going to discuss. We're going right through with that.
Absolutely. But I do like that this movie ends, or at least the international version, a UK version, I don't know.
Ends
with Mr. Bennett kind of laughing and
and there's just happiness all around and good vibes, and you know everything has come to a good end, and you've had all of their journeys, you've had all the yearning, you've had all the passion, and it worked out, and it's just peaceful bliss basically for everyone, and it's great.
Yeah, it is. Except maybe for Lydia and Wickham, but but yes, I do think it's an interesting choice to have the film end not on Lizzie and Darcy, because of course we had that beautiful moment in the sunrise.
Which could have also been an ending.
Yeah. And this is more just like to affirm to the family, like, no, okay, she loves him. It's all good. We're all happy for them. And we're going to give our consent. And then the American version takes it a little further.
Yeah.
And actually gives us a kiss.
Yes.
Which is fine. It's the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's and I also, when I was listening to the director's commentary, of course I have the UK or the European version or whatever you want to call it. So the audio commentary from Joe Wright actually only went up to this official ending. It does have the scene included in a separate extended scene thing, but there's no commentary for it. But he did mention that originally he did have like these big ideas to end things with weddings and all, but he went with this, and actually I'm pretty grateful to it, because I don't know, I feel like many period dramas, especially the older ones, end with, and now they're married, and we get like one shot of everyone celebrating, and it's like, yay.
Yeah.
But you don't really feel anything for those scenes, because you kind of know that it's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
While this shows so much genuine emotions from these characters that we've grown to love. And I like that.
I mean, in the end, a wedding is like a symbolism of, you know, two people coming together and hopefully of love. But we don't need it, because the last few scenes have been Darcy telling Lizzie how much he loves her, and then Lizzie telling her father how much she loves Darcy.
Yeah.
And that is, in the end, enough.
Yeah.
And even the American ending doesn't really go any more in that details, because they don't need to tell each other more than that. It's just a very cute scene that we're starting with now.
Yeah.
Because our minute isn't over yet.
No. And just to be clear, I am very fond of the American ending as well. Because for me, it actually took me a while to find this ending, because of course we're located in Europe. So I didn't know any better that it didn't have another ending. I was just, you know, it has this ending. And you know what this movie does very well is that it does keep that yearning feeling a little bit. Because you don't get a kiss, you don't get a wedding. You know, everything is happy, but it leaves enough room for imagination. And kind of this little scene that we get next, it's kind of like a tiny fluffy fanfiction chapter.
Yeah, it's kind of a little happily ever after ficlet.
Yeah, and you know, but it's like fanfiction, but in all the right ways, is that you have the same quality, the same characters, the same actors. You know,
you don't know how often I have encountered fanfic that is better than the original source material. So let me be very clear, this is not a drag against fanfiction. I am a big fan.
Yes, exactly, both of us. Because you know. But it's pretty much everyone's dream to get a little extra scene like this.
Yes. And we start the shot at night, seeing Pemberley from a distance, from the lake that we know. There are some swans gliding on the lakes, and there are some lights on in Pemberley, or at least in front of it.
It's bonfires, which kind of directly reflect into the lake and cause like these big lines.
Yeah, like these stretch out things. And that is the opening scene that we're immediately establishing. Okay, this has to be later, because we're suddenly in Pemberley.
So, yeah, and it's night. And it already seems very romantic, because you also have, of course, music accompanying this piece. And, you know, the swans and the light. It just makes it very romantic already.
And then we switch to the other side of the lake, basically. And we see Mr. Darcy in, like, shorts. And
like the three-quarter
kind of trousers and a long white shirt. And Lizzie's sitting. He's standing and Lizzie is sitting on a kind of bench table configuration thingy. And they're in between two braziers that, you know, have fire in them, so they can walk over. And Lizzie kind of holds on to his shin with her hand.
She's like stroking it. Like, it's a nice gesture. Like, they've obviously been married for a little while already.
Yeah,
they're very
exactly.
comfortable around each other. They're both in their night clothes.
This is a little bit further in the future. And like I said, a little bit of a fanficky moment. And Darcy turns around, gets on his knees in front of her. And kind of sits down while Lizzie fully turns to him.
She's like sitting cross-legged.
And we start with a question. How are you this evening, my dear?
Yes. Which is, it kind of sounds a little bit forced, but you know, in the way that a fan fiction starts, maybe a little bit forced.
I mean, like, this is a little bit awkward, but
this is not in the books, like, very obviously, just to be clear. This is completely made up.
Yes.
But it's going to be nice. But yeah, so Lizzie responds with very well. And she does sound very content.
Yeah.
But then she adds, "Oh, yeah, I wish you would not call me my dear."
And yeah. She kind of, you know, leans into him and then grabs for his arm while she says that. And Darcy seems a little amused by this, but he does ask her why. Yeah. And
she explains it. Because it's what my father always calls my mother when he's cross about something. And you can already hear the, you know, the joking undertone in her voice.
Yeah, this is not serious. But, you know, my father calls my mom my dear when he's annoyed with her. So I don't want
Which happens all the time.
Yes. So I don't want you to call me that. And right in the middle of this conversation is where the minute ends.
yeah. But, you know, it's not all bad, because actually that leaves you with another minute. Yay! More bonus minutes. Whoop, whoop.
Next minute will sadly be the final minute, but don't worry. After that, we'll have another episode where we'll just talk about the whole experience doing this thing.
Yeah.
So,
and also, next minute is an extra long minute, because it has... instead of a minute, we have a minute and 15 seconds, and we didn't really feel like discussing 15 seconds separately.
No. If you're very upset about that, you can tell us on Instagram. We probably won't change it, because we're recording this way in advance. But
way in advance.
You know, who knows? if you want to yell at us on Instagram, or just, you know, talk to us in general, you can find us up on Instagram under the name PMP Minutes. We'll see you next week with our final episode, or at least our final minutes.
Yeah.
I've been Susanna.
And I've been Sandra.
See you next week.
See you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.